company sells stocks so they can raise money. Here's a little story, you might find it funny. I was gonna start a summer job mowing lawns, but I didn't have a lawnmower to go along, and I didn't have the money to buy one myself. I was hoping that somebody would come along and help. Who? Scott, do you think you'd lend me some cash? Or I could get a mower to cut lots of grass.
Perhaps I got a few bucks here in my pocket, but if I give them up, I want some of the profit.
You got it. For every dollar that my job earns, I'll give you 25 cents back in return.
Cool.
Scott, you just bought a stock in my company, Jeff's Landscape Lawn Care and Shrubbery. Now you'll have a say in how my company spends. I have the ends for the mower.
And it is time now for Morning Money. Quint Tatro, the founder and president of Jewel Financial. Hey, good morning, Quint.
Hey, good morning, Jack. That was an interesting rap. I like that.
You like that? That is called Stock Market Rap by Smart Songs. It's on YouTube in case you want to hear the whole thing. Hey, stock market's closed today for MLK, right?
It is, but, you know, people are still trading around the world in the futures markets, which really dwarf. A lot of people don't know this. The futures markets absolutely dwarf the New York Stock Exchange, American Stock Exchange, and even the NASDAQ. So there's certainly trading going on today. And this morning, the equity futures are up, both the S&P and the NASDAQ. Gold is up 60 basis points this morning, and copper leading all of the futures by almost 2%. Massive move there. And I know we have beat this horse to death, but we're really continuing to pound the table on the inflationary theme that we're seeing, the numbers not only that are coming out economically, but again, the continued movement in some of these raw materials. Despite the markets being closed today, we have Empire Manufacturing numbers that will be coming out today. That's a New York reading on obviously manufacturing. And then we have some earnings. We have Citigroup and CSX today. And then tomorrow we've got a lot on tap. We've got UBS, Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and Alcoa earnings tomorrow. So we're in the thick of earnings season, and so far so good there.
Big week. How about a financial fact?
I was doing some reading over the weekend as the oil prices have continued to escalate, coming closer now to $65 a barrel, and I was absolutely blown away by this stat. Saudi Aramco, which is the world's largest oil producer in Saudi Arabia, they generate, you will be amazed at this, they generate 12.5 million barrels a day, which, this is unreal, equates to revenue, daily revenue of over $800 million.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big time.
It is big time. Hey, listen, thank you and have a great day today, sir.